May it please the Court, Kenneth Carpenter appearing on behalf of Mr. Clifford Hanser. The regulation at issue in this appeal does not have a statutory predicate and is titled Stabilization of Disability Evaluations. The Veterans Court has addressed this regulation in four precedential opinions, beginning first with the Lehman case, followed by Smith, Brown, and Faust. In this case, however, the single judge decision below determined that the question posed by Mr. Hanser in his appeal had been resolved by the Veterans Court's decision in Simon versus Wilkie, which was decided in 2018.
Mr. Carpenter,
yes.
I understand, you know, Lehman suggests it's a guideline. All of the other cases suggest it's a firm rule or a definition. We're not bound by any of those.
No, you're not.
So why don't you skip over what the Veterans Court may or may not have said and go to why you think that this statute should be construed as a guideline and not a definition. I should say regulation, not statute.
Yes.
Okay, that's go ahead.
That's fine, Your Honor. I think the central reason is that the language of the regulation speaks in terms of a continuous rating at the same level. It then follows that with a parenthetical that says 5 years or more. The question then becomes, as a matter of regulatory interpretation, is that a guideline or is that a mandatory requirement?
Well, five years or more is rather definite. It doesn't say, e.g., 5 years.
No, it does not, Your Honor. If it were written in that way in the regulation as opposed to the use of a parenthetical, I would agree with that statement. However, it's the use of the parenthetical in the context of a regulation that has no statutory predicate and in a system that is designed to protect the veteran in a regulation that was written by the Secretary whose sole purpose was to protect ratings that had been in place for a long period of time.
Well, why isn't Simon binding?
Because Simon, Your Honor, dealt with a completely different question. Simon does not control the outcome of this case because Simon was A, Q case, and B, a case that dealt with the question of whether or not having two different rating levels during that continuous period constituted qualification for protection under provisions A and B. Subparagraph C of this regulation deals only with the question of whether or not the provisions of subparagraphs A and B will be applied. And it is that first sentence of the three sentences in subparagraph C that raises that question. We believe that the proper interpretation of that, which was not decided in Simon, nor is in any way bound, as the Chief Judge clearly indicated, by this court in any of the previous decisions. So it's a question for this court to look at that in the context of the intent of this regulation, in reading it in the context of all three paragraphs, to determine whether or not it was the intention that this regulation create a mandatory bar. We think that's too high a standard and too unreasonable a standard to be applied in this situation.
Well, if it didn't create if it wasn't a definition, then what would the criteria be under which you would have the VA analyze what is a sufficiently long period or not? I mean, I'll be honest, I tend to prefer clarity in these regulations and not uncertainty. So in your case, it's not 4 years and 360 days. It's 4 years and I think roughly 2 months.
10 months.
Sure. 10 months?
Yes.
Oh, 10 months. So it is closer to the five-year period. But what would you have? I mean, are we going to create some multi-factor totality of the circumstances test for what creates a long period or not? I mean, how How would you have the VA do this in a way that maintains the goal of clarity for implementation so that we have consistency, which is very important in this area of the law?
It certainly is, and it's important to veterans who face, if you will, this sort of Damocles hanging over the veteran's head when they get to 4 years and 10 months, only to have the same rating in place.
Okay, yes, but you haven't answered my question. Now you're just pontificating on how awful it would be for veterans.
Why don't you
go instead to what would the test be in your mind that the VA would use to evaluate the more ethereal concept of long period if it's not a definitive time period? Is it a totality of the circumstances test? How would you have the VA assess what constitutes a long period and what does not?
Well, let me begin with the fact that I think they need to address it, which was not addressed in this decision, that he was at, as it were, the end of that period as described in the regulation. So that wasn't addressed at all. But for the ultimate test, it has to be whether or not it is consistent with the intent of A and B, which is to provide protection. The intent in A and B...
Again, you're really not answering my question.
I apologize.
I need, if you don't want me to find this definitional, I need you to articulate for me what the analysis in particular is the VA should use to assess what amounts to a long period and what does not amount to a long period.
Right.
Because
and
I don't really, I'm not so favorably inclined towards just saying, okay, it's not 5 years. I have no clue what it is.
No, Your Honor,
I want something specific from you.
I apologize, Your Honor. It must be a totality of the circumstance test. That is the only test that is consistent with the clear expression of intent in creating this regulation, subparagraphs B, A, and B, in the first instance.
Well, that's vaguer than the five-year test.
It is, Your Honor. But what we're dealing with here is a test that accomplishes the intent of this regulation. And the intent of the regulation is to protect ratings that have been in place for a long or continuous period of time.
The intent of the regulation is shown by what it expressly states. Now, you talk about a sort of Damocles, whether the parentheses were there or not, the same sword still exists.
Well, Your Honor, imagine for a moment that that parentheses wasn't there. Then we would be in the situation we are in now. So the question becomes, can the VA, can the Secretary write a regulation that uses parentheses that creates this type of problem with the clarity question that Chief Judge Moore was correctly presenting here? And I believe that that's not consistent with the intent of this regulation, because the only purpose of subsection C is to exclude the requirement for an examination that identifies material improvement under the ordinary conditions of life. And it is that test that is being denied, Mr. Hanser, by this subsection C when he is within 2 months of meeting the parenthetical requirement of at least 5 years.
Mr. Carpenter, this regulation applies to any type of disability, right?
To any type of disability rating, yes.
And that's anything we could possibly imagine in terms of medical and health conditions. So I am concerned that if we read this as just a guideline, the VA is going to get arguments that certain types of disabilities, which maybe would only be expected to run a short course of time, I don't know, a year or something, that it's a long period in the context of that particular illness, whereas other things that maybe you're going to have for life, you know, it's maybe even 5 years won't be considered long. Wouldn't that create a great deal of ambiguity?
I don't think so, Your Honor, because the phrase in the regulation is continuous. So it has to meet some level of continuity at the same level. And then the question becomes, does that begin at 2 years? Does that begin at 3 years? Or does that begin at 4 years?
But it could be different for different types of ailments, correct?
Well, it could be, Your Honor, but that's not the way that the regulation is written. The regulation applies across the board to every condition, regardless of its underlying nature, unless you look, as we suggest in our briefs, to the second sentence, which then talks about the notion of not likely to improve, and that stabilized conditions get that benefit, and conditions that are not stabilized, which goes to your question, do get
but
the benefit.
I think that hurts you, because some disabilities, sadly, we may know very early on are not likely to improve. And then the VA may get an argument that it's been, you know, it's not likely to improve. It's been a long period, because in the context of this particular disability, even a couple months could be a long period.
But with respect, Your Honor, they deal with that in subparagraph A. They talk about the different conditions and how they are medically different in their course of action. And the term that seems to be used consistently, although it is not defined, is a condition that is stabilized. And that is covered in A, which I believe addresses your question, because it's then a question not of whether you apply the A and B protections, but it's a question of they must apply if there has been, with the totality of circumstances, a continuous period of rating at the same level. Thank you very much, Your Honors. I'll reserve the balance of my time for my rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Carpenter. Ms. Pullen?
Good morning, Your Honors. Elizabeth Pullen on behalf of the Secretary, and may it please the Court, because the Board properly applied 38 CFR 3.344 in Mr. Hanser's case, where his disability rating was not in effect for 5 years or more, the decision of the United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims should be affirmed.
Well, but I think the question is, does it have to be in effect for 5 years or more? I mean, I really think the question that is in dispute here is the interpretation of this regulation, whether or not 5 years is definitional or just a guideline.
Your Honor, it's definitional.
Well, I'm glad that you think so, but why?
Because the first sentence describes the rating, how long it lasts, and then that it was included as a parenthetical does not take away from its ordinary meaning.
I don't understand.
I guess I'm just hearing Mr. Hanser say, well, because it was in a parenthetical, it can be discounted. Adding it in a parenthetical...
I didn't understand him to say it could be discounted. I understood him to say it is not a definition per se.
I think it exemplifies or further provides information on the first sentence of when a rating...
But what you think is kind of irrelevant, right? Because your personal opinion is not really relevant to how I interpret this. Let me give you a question that's very specific that might help you get on track. Are there cases, for example, that talk about, as a canon of construction, how items in parentheticals ought to be treated? Should they generally be treated as definitional? Should they generally be treated as, when you said exemplary, by the way, that isn't definitional. Exemplary would be an EG, which is exactly what Judge Lori said is not present. So I actually think when you said exemplary, that's a problem for you. You actually were arguing against your own position at that point. So why don't you tell me, are there cases that would help inform my thinking about when items in parentheses should or should not be treated as definitional?
Your Honor, I can't think of a specific case in analyzing, especially in this court, of analyzing a parenthetical. In the brief, we provided the Good Samaritan case and the other case to look at the language and the construction and the plain meaning of the language.
So to your knowledge, there is no general rule about how a parenthetical should be treated, you know, under, like, for example, the canons of statutory interpretation, where we have a lot of canons that sort of dictate as a general rule how things ought to work. To your knowledge, there is no general rule.
Not today. I can't recite them for you, Your Honor.
Why aren't you arguing Simon?
I was going to get there, Your Honor. I think Judge Mormon's decision, specifically when he said it was a common sense approach to the plain language of the regulation, could be informative to this court. And as Mr. Carpenter pointed out, there were several cases at the Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims that outlined or applied this rule. Approximately four that said you needed to get to the five-year threshold, and five more that recognized when you got to the threshold, then the protections of subsections A and B applied.
Simon have a parenthetical 5 years?
It did. It was the same regulation, Your Honor. The regulation changed in the early 90s, and the Simon case was in 2018.
Is Simon one of our decisions?
It is not, Your Honor.
Whose decision is it?
The Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims.
And isn't it our job to review statutory interpretation de novo?
It is.
We're not bound by Simon, right?
No, Your Honor.
The fact that the Veterans Court said that five-year period was definitional is not binding on this court, correct?
No, Your Honor, it is not binding. It's our hope that you would look at it, especially since that court is analyzing this particular regulation as informative to your all's decision.
Go ahead. Is it your view that our deference plays any role in the interpretation of this regulation?
I don't believe our deference should, no, Your Honor. In this instance, the facts of this case reveal that there's no dispute whether he met the five-year threshold, as we would urge this court to interpret the regulation. Also, looking at there was no improper deference because the court or the board and the court below looked at how that reg applied to the facts of this case. So the Secretary's position is you don't have to analyze or get to whether deference was proper or not.
So Lehman is also, of course, not binding on us, but why was that incorrect? It seems that in Lehman, the Veterans Court viewed this very regulation as not definitional.
Your Honor, in analyzing Lehman, 2 points for y'all to consider, please. First, that decision is very fact-specific, and I would ask the court to limit it to those facts. And if you look carefully at the Lehman decision, you'll see that in any event, the court in that decision found that the veteran in that case did meet the five-year rules. It was a matter of how those 5 years were counted.
I saw that, and I think it's dicta, and again, not binding on us, but it did seem in that case that the Veterans Court also viewed this particular provision as just a guideline. So why should we not be more inclined to agree with that than with Simon?
Your Honor, after Lehman, a couple of other Veterans Court's decisions explained the way in which the regulation should be interpreted, specifically Smith and also Simon. And for those reasons, especially looking at the facts.
What are the reasons? That's what we need to know. Not just that there were Veterans Courts that treated it as definitional, but what are the reasons that a statutory interpretation should lead us to the conclusion it is definitional?
The parenthetical, Your Honor, provides additional explanatory information about what the first sentence of the regulation.
Every parenthetical does that. And yet, across the panoply of decisions, and by the way, you should know that the government has in many instances argued to the Supreme Court that parentheticals in other cases are not definitional. Many, many briefs. If you went on Westlaw and searched for it, you would find them yourself. So there are many instances in which the government itself argues that things in parentheticals are not definitional. So there is definitely no general rule that because something's in a parenthetical, it is in fact definitional. In fact, what the government has repeatedly argued to the Supreme Court and this court is context matters. You have to look at the context of the overall statute. This is meant to be a somewhat friendly question in that I'm trying to help you find a way to explain to me why this should not be treated as definitional, because the mere fact that it's in parentheses, the government has itself argued on many occasions, including to the Supreme Court, does not mean it is definitional. So you can't just stand there and say, well, it's in parentheses. So what are the contextual reasons related to this statute? Or maybe give me policy reasons. Give me any reason at all. Why should this be treated as definitional?
Your Honor, as a matter of policy, this whole reg, subsections A, B, and C, are designed to give the veteran the benefit of the doubt. And unfortunately for the Secretary, there has to be a line. In other words, when you're looking at ratings or if you're evaluating the medical conditions or disabilities that veterans suffer, there has to be some way to evaluate those to make sure that the rating assigned for the condition meets the criteria. I think as Judge Stark pointed out, that when somebody's what they used to call convalescing period, and you assigned a rating, to have that endure in perpetuity might be unfair to the taxpayer or might not accurately reflect the veteran's overall prognosis or ability to continue. In this particular regulation, the entire regulation gives context to the idea that 5 years is a fair threshold to apply heightened protections for a veteran.
So when you mention convalescing, and Judge Stark, just to be clear, beyond the five-year period, it's not like once you hit the five-year period, you are guaranteed these benefits for life. If you are, in fact, convalescing and the government can reevaluate, it's just a higher burden on the government to take the benefits away at that point. Is that correct?
That's correct, Your Honor. The medical information, the nature and quality of the exams that are discussed in subsection A is a heightened standard than if a particular veteran doesn't meet what I'd urge you to consider to be a five-year threshold. Then those heightened standards, those heightened medical considerations in evaluating a veteran's disability won't kick in. However, a veteran will still have the due process rights associated with notice and meaningful opportunity to be heard if the Department of Veterans Affairs does consider reducing a veteran's rating.
Respectfully, I don't think you've still articulated for me a policy reason that would urge me to treat the five-year period as definitional. You've just talked about why we don't want veterans to continue to get disability benefits if they aren't truly entitled to them, so therefore we don't want the government to have to apply a heightened standard. But why does that mean the five-year period was meant to be definitional? Under, for example, canons of statutory or regulatory interpretation, you want to try not to construe language as superfluous. And one of the arguments I understand Mr. Carpenter to have made is that if the statute says continued for long periods at the same level, in parentheses 5 years or more, why would the words long period need to be in there if 5 years or more was definitional? Why wouldn't the statute or regulation in this case just say continued for 5 years or more? That would have been a much crisper, clearer statement. And in fact, the construction you would like me to give this statute or regulation creates superfluous language in it. Because what meaning does long period have? Why does that language need to be there?
Your Honor, I can't speak exactly to how it evolved, except for to point to the history in the brief that the regulation evolved over time and they used different language to describe it. And in
Do you agree that the words long periods are superfluous because of the 5 years or more under your construction?
Your Honor, under my construction, I think that they go together in the entire structure of the regulation.
Well, what does long periods, what does continued for a long period add if 5 years or more is in fact definitional?
I understand your concern, and I can see that a more elegant draft might have just included one or the other. But I believe that having the parentheticals, rather, I shouldn't say I believe, I suggest or I urge you that the parentheticals provide a threshold for applying what is similar to an evidentiary rule on behalf of veterans.
Isn't the best policy reason precision benefits everyone, and the precise number 5 is specific, whereas the previous language is more general, and so the specific language governs?
Yes, Your Honor. And I would point in the Singleton case, which is the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit case, there is language in that case where this very court discussed long periods and in a parenthetical provided, i.e. 5 years or more, in analyzing a veteran's disability case. So while I can't, Your Honor, specifically tell you the actual intent of providing an extra or a parenthetical at the end.
But IE is the perfect example of the context that the government has historically argued should inform whether something is definitional or a guideline. Judge Lurie suggested earlier that the parenthetical didn't say EG. That's absolutely true. It doesn't. Had it said EG, that would have helped Mr. Carpenter a lot. It also doesn't say IE, like you just said, which would be, okay, I don't remember what the Latin word for that is, but it's like the thing itself, right? Something like that. It is, I think it is. Or
it est.
It, what is it?
It est.
It est. There we go. So if it said IE, that would help you tremendously. That would be the context that makes it clear to us it's definitional. It does neither of those things. So what about the second sentence? What about, is there anything in the language, they do not apply to disabilities which have become stabilized and are likely to improve? How does that sentence impact the analysis of when C applies? Is that sentence likewise irrelevant because it's only 5 years or more? Or does that sentence add, sort of in a totality of the circumstances way, more for the VA to have to contemplate in assessing whether the disability is likely to improve? Is there more to think about than just 5 years or more in light of that next sentence? Like, because you also have to think about whether it's stabilized, whether it's likely to improve. What does that second sentence, I think technically third sentence, what does the third sentence do to Part C at all and your argument?
And it provides further context or explanation as the department concludes or looks at reducing a veteran's disability rating.
I guess my question to you would be, for example, suppose that something had been in place for 6 years, a rating. Would the government look to stabilized or likely to improve to nonetheless rule out the application of C, is 5 years or more just a black letter rule? And if it's 5 years or more, they get heightened scrutiny. If it's 5 years or less, they don't. What does that next sentence do to how the government will analyze C?
Your Honor, I see my time's expired. May I answer your question?
Please.
It provides extra instruction in a situation where a disabled veteran may exceed the 5 year mark. And there may be a change in their rating, which is related to a change in their medical condition.
So does that mean it's your view that even if the veteran meets the 5 year limit, that next sentence, they do not apply to disabilities which have not become stabilized, may prevent them from getting the heightened scrutiny nonetheless?
No, Your Honor. They still may. It remains within the discretion.
It becomes discretionary, even I think the question or the hypothetical is, you have a disability rating for 6 years, which is 5 years or more, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. But the disability has not become stabilized nonetheless, even though it's been 6 years, it's been a long period of time, the disability itself has not become stabilized. It's still likely to improve. Do I get the protections of the procedures in A and B in that circumstance, or do I not?
You do.
Because the 5 years is the cutoff, regardless of what the second sentence says about the disability.
Yes, and if I confuse the court, I'm talking about the medical discretion, the nature and quality of the medical personnel's judgment in evaluating the condition.
So if I'm not mistaken, then what you're saying is if we interpret the long period as 5 years or more, that is absolute, it decides the question, and the entire next sentence about they do not apply to disabilities which have not become stabilized and are likely to improve is entirely superfluous. It has absolutely no impact on whether the heightened scrutiny applies. That 5 years is it, and all the other language in C is irrelevant. Is that what you're arguing?
I think so, yes, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Carpenter, you have some rebuttal time.
May it please the court, I don't believe I have anything further to add.
Excellent choice. All right. Thank you, Mr. Carpenter. Thank you, Ms. Pullen.
Thank you.